produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313. They are.
Chapter 30, and I want us to look at this in 1 Samuel chapter 30. And as we begin to read this, as I've taken off over the last few weeks to hear what God was saying as relates to the time and season our church is in, time and season personally I'm in, time and season the world is in. I wanted us to look at 1 Samuel 30, beginning at verse 1. I want us to look at a few verses, 1 Samuel chapter 30. And I'll read a few verses of 1 Samuel 30 so we can get context of what's to be taught and what God is saying. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, beginning at verse 1, it says, "And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south. Ziklag had smitten Ziklag, burned it with fire, and had taken the women captive that were therein. They slew none, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire. And their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep.
Yes, sir.
David's two wives were taken captives, and Ahinoam and Abigail, the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord." Y'all see that? David encouraged himself in the Lord. Okay, y'all missed it. Don't know when to shout. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. The Bible says in verse 8, "And David inquired at the Lord, saying, Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, Pursue. For thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all." You're not too mean. Look at someone that's sitting around you and say, "Our pastor is going to teach to us it's time to pursue." Amen, amen. If y'all could just put that graphic behind me for a few minutes so that people can see that. Amen. I appreciate that. Thank y'all so kindly. Pursue. Look at somebody shout, pursue. Yeah, you've got to pursue. You've got to pursue. And that's what this sermon is tailored to teach us, that you have got to pursue. Yeah, you've got to pursue. In other words, it is not time for you to rest on your laurels. It is not time for you to sit up and enjoy retirement. It is time for you to pursue. It is not time for you to get bored. It is not time for you to get stagnant. It is not time for you to sit there and rust away. It is time for you to pursue. It is not time for you to sit down and cry about what has happened in your life. It is not time for you to sit there and lick your wounds. It is time for you to pursue. It is not time for you to sit there and act as if God has not done anything for you. It is time for you to pursue. Look at somebody shout, why are you sitting there? It's time to pursue. And the Bible allows us to know that in recent days that David has operated in disobedience. He has been hanging out at the Philistines' camp because David is scared of some enemies. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 30 in verse 1, and it came to pass. I need somebody to know that it always comes to pass. Whatever you're dealing with, it always comes to pass. I don't care how bad it is right now, it always comes to pass. I don't care how many tears you shed, it always comes to pass. I don't care how many people walk out in your life, I need you to understand, it always comes to pass. I don't care how it looks right now, how it feels right now, how it seems right now, you need to understand that it comes to pass. Okay, let me see if I can make this plain. Because somebody needs to understand that it came to pass. And notice what it came to pass. It came to pass that when David and his men decided to go back to the house, that notice what they have discovered. The Bible says they have discovered that the Amalekites have invaded them and burned their city. Not only did they burn their city, verse 2 says they've taken the women captive and those that were there therein. Okay, y'all missed it. Okay, you don't understand the time that David is living in. It's not a high time. This is a low time. This is not a celebratory time. This is a time for crying. This is a time of weeping. David is going through. And I need somebody to know that in your life, you're going to have seasons of highs and lows. But you've got to handle the lows and you've got to know how to ride through the lows and know that God is able to deliver and bring you through. Am I talking to anybody in here that knows that you've had some low seasons in your life? And when you had the low seasons in your life, it did not mean that God had abdicated his authority. It did not mean that God had left. It simply mean that God was repositioning himself so that you can know him in a better way. Well, let me unpack this. The Bible says in verse 2, they took the women captive and didn't kill anybody. Okay, so the enemy has burned and taken everything that they had and that they have. And notice they've covered 20 miles the last 3 days is what verse 1 says. 20 miles they have literally covered trying to get back home. Let me bring it down a little bit. 20 miles. Do you know how long it takes to walk 20 miles? They're riding on their chariots and horses for 20 miles. They're excited about what they are about to experience. And for 20 miles, they are exuberant about the fact that they're going to take showers, that they're going to get home and see their wives and children and have the comforts of their home. They've operated for the last few days in the Philistine territory, and they are looking forward to getting home. And when they arrive close to Ziklag, they see the fire billowing and smoke billowing, and they notice something is not right. They do not
not hear the sound of the kids playing. They do not hear the chitter and chatter of the ladies in the area. All they see is silence and the smoke that is billowing. They realize something's wrong. The Bible says in verse 3, David and his men came to the city and noticed it's been burned with fire. And their wives and their sons and their daughters taken captive. Bible says in verse 4, David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept till they had no more power to cry. Have you ever cried so much until you couldn't cry anymore? Have you ever been at a point in your life where you were so sad until you couldn't get any sadder? Have you ever been at a place in your life where you were sunken as low as you possibly could go? That's where David is in the confines of the text. He's in a bad place. The Bible says he has no more power to cry. In other words, his tears have run out of tears. Okay, notice, the Bible says, and to make matters worse, and David's two wives were taken. I know, it was going to get silent right there. Bible says David's two wives were taken. Not one, but both wives are taken. He has no company to console him. The Bible says he looks around and the very people he's been in war with that have helped him the last few days, they are speaking of stoning him. That's what verse 6 says. David is greatly vexed. He's distressed, for the people spake of stoning him. Okay, let me see if I can quickly get to this major first point. You see, we got to understand that when we are at our lowest, God is at his highest. Ooh, that's good right there. When we are at our lowest points in life, that's when God is at his highest. And here's a major question I've got to ask. A key question, if you will. What do you draw from in your time of discouragement? What do you do in your time of discouragement? Do you sit there and text everybody and call everybody and try and get on the phone with everybody? Do you try and get attention on social media? Is that what you're trying to do in your time of discouragement? Well, this is what you've got to learn how to do from the pages of the Bible. It says in verse 6, when David was very vexed, the Bible says, when every man spoke of stoning him and everything he has is gone, David encouraged himself in the Lord God. Okay, y'all don't know when to shout. It says, David, the Bible says in verse 6, encouraged himself in the Lord his God. In other words, when I ask that question, what do you draw from in your time of discouragement? You got to draw from the fact that God has done it before for you. And since he did it before, the Lord will do it again. Okay, let me see if I can make it plain, because I'm looking at some of y'all that you sing a good song, you pray a good prayer, you quote a good scripture, but in the time of trouble, do you believe the song that you sang? Do you believe the prayer that you prayed? Do you believe everything the word says? Because if you do, you've got to learn how to encourage yourself in the Lord God. In other words, if I don't have anybody, if I can't talk to nobody, I'll come in and encourage myself in the Lord. Because one thing that I know is if the Lord did it before, the Lord can do it again. Is there anybody here that knows that the Lord has already done it before? And since he did it before, I'm trusting he can do it again. And every now and then you just got to say, Lord, do it again. Lord, do it again. I know you've done it before in the past, so Lord, just do it again. That might be your only prayer. Lord, do it again. Because Lord, I can't do it on my own strength. I need you to do it again. I'm not going to allow depression get me down, because I know, Lord, you've done it before and you can do it again. I'm not going to allow what people say about me to get me discouraged, because Lord, I know you've done it before and you can do it again. Is there anybody that knows the Lord can do it again? Why don't you look at somebody and just tell them he can do it again? And David gets by himself and he encourages himself in the Lord his God. In other words, he's got 600 men around him, but he's got to get alone by himself to realize all that the Lord has done in his life. Sometimes you got to remember and reflect, and you gotta think about how the Lord has done it before. Many of us, we get selective amnesia when it comes to God, and we forget that since God has done it before, that the Lord can do it again. I know you got trouble in your life, but the Lord can do it again. I know your children are giving you hell, but the Lord can do it again. I know you don't like your parents, but the Lord can do it again. Is there anybody here that knows the Lord can do it again? He encourages himself. Okay, let me be clear on something. Because there are times that you ain't gonna be able to talk to nobody. When you really got trouble in your life, listen, when I'm talking about when you done cried until your tears have ran out of tears. I'm talking about when you get to the point that you can't call nobody on the phone, you've got to learn how to encourage yourself in the Lord. You've got to learn how to remember what the Lord has done. You've got to know that the scriptures are real. And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You've got to remember what God has done. So notice, he encourages himself in the Lord his God. Okay, let me get to the next one. Got to understand, since we know he's done it before, we got to learn something else. In the midst of what we're looking at, we got to learn to do this second thing, which is major. We got to learn how, when times in life get rough, we got to learn how to change the channel. Look at somebody and shout, change the channel. Too many of us, we look at the same stuff and repeat, recite, and re-rinse the same stuff over and over. You got to learn how to change the channel. Listen, it's some things that's going on in your life that you got to learn how to simply change the channel. Yes, I know it's bad. I know the economy. I know president. I know, may I know it's rough in Memphis. I know it looks bad in the world. But sometimes you got to learn how to change the channel. Is there anybody here that knows? You got to change the channel. Listen, God has given you too much for you to look at the same psychopath, same crazy stuff all the time. You got to learn how to change the channel. Stop listening to the same garbage in and getting the same garbage out. You got to learn how to change the channel. Look at somebody, tell them, change the channel. That's what David does when he encourages himself. He changes the channel. Notice how he changes the channel. The Bible says in verse 7, he says, bring me. He says, I need you to bring me the ephod because I'm getting ready to pray. Now, I don't have time to get into the ephod of verse 7 because you don't need an ephod to pray. You don't need crystals or rocks to pray. All you need to do is get on your knees and talk to the Lord. And if you can't bend the knees no more because of arthritis, just sit in your chair and say, Lord, have mercy. Is there anybody here that knows you got to learn how to change the channel? Now notice, he inquired at the Lord, shall I pursue after this troop in verse 8? Okay, notice what he's asking. Shall I run after? Y'all missed it again. Okay, he's praying to change channel. He answers him, shall I pursue after the troops? Many times you need to know that before you get involved in something, you need to ask God, do you need to get involved in that? I get so tired of folk always talking about the Lord put me in this. Listen, let me help you out. A lot of stuff the Lord didn't put you in, you put you in. I don't know why God just let me keep on meeting bad people. I just don't understand. No, you got a bad discernment of character. That's what you attract. You got to understand that you attract craziness. I don't understand why I can't get me a good woman. Because you like crazy women. Every woman you done have been crazy. The woman you got now is crazy. The one before that one was crazy. Matter of fact, the first one you dated was crazy. All of them crazy. You need to understand that's what you attract. Ladies, you sitting there to me, I don't understand. I want a man. I get tired of all these dogs. They just every man I meet is a dog. If you stop feeding your Alpo, and giving them all your Purina, you might find you a real man. Problem with many of us is we jump into stuff, get mad at God. God didn't do that. You decided to do that. Yeah, you jump into stuff and then you, I don't understand. I'm in all this financial debt. I don't know why the Lord let me get into that. No, the Lord didn't do that. You had to have that car that you couldn't afford. Because you was trying to impress folk you don't like. And they really don't like you. With money you don't have. You got to understand the Lord did not do that. And many of us, we're quick to say what the Lord did. And notice it had nothing to do with the Lord because you didn't pray one time. Should you jump into that before you got in it? Many of us just jumped in it. And said, Lord, bless it. You know how we say that quick prayer after we done signed the paper. You sitting there in the bed and you roll out of bed. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that this, amen. The Lord didn't have nothing to do with that. So notice what David does. David says, before I get involved in this situation, I know it's a rough time. Shall I pursue? No, notice what the Lord says. Notice that he waits on the Lord, and the Lord gives him one word. And I need you to hear this word that he says. The Bible says in verse 8, he says, pursue. Look at somebody, shall pursue. He says, you shall pursue. He answered him, pursue. Okay, let me tell you what pursue means because many of us, we don't understand. I said change the channel, but number three is time to pursue. And under time to pursue, you got to know two things. It's time for you to run after and chase after what God has for you. Okay, y'all missed it. It's time for you to pursue. In other words, I got to run after and chase after what the Lord has for me. Okay, y'all still don't get it. Let me see if I can be clear. If God said it, that's all I need. I don't need a vote. I don't need anybody's authority, permission, because if God said it, that's all I need. I don't have to text nobody and ask them, should I do this? Because I understand what God has for me, it is for me. Notice, God tells him, pursue. And notice, he gives him an addendum, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail, you're going to recover all. That's where I want to close, recover all. Look at somebody shouting, you about to recover all. Yeah, you're getting ready to overtake your enemies, and you're getting ready to recover all. Okay, y'all don't know when to shout. Let me close it up. We started this year as the year of incredible favor. God tells us in July it's time for us to pursue. In other words, run after and chase after. In other words, he's saying you will overtake, reach for, and you will recover all. Look at somebody shout, recover all. God is allowing you to recover everything that the enemy has taken that belongs to you. Okay, I'm done. Let me close it up this way. He says, recover all, strip, snatch, because it's about to be delivered unto your hands. Many of us don't understand the significance of pursuing. Pursue says that I will not stop until I get what I have. In other words, I'm not going to stop part of the way. I'm going all the way. I understand what the Lord has done thus far. He did not give it to me to lose it. He has given it to me for me to maintain it and add to it. So in other words, not only am I about to pursue, I'm getting ready to recover everything that the enemy has taken from me. In other words, on the other half of this year, I need somebody to know that whatever the enemy has stolen or whatever the enemy has taken, whatever the enemy has, I don't care what situation you're in, God's word is to pursue and recover all. I used to didn't get it, but let me close it up this way, and I'm going to get some flack on this. But notice David has two wives. I need somebody to break this, because in your spirit and your mindset, you're thinking because you're dealing with a sin issue, you thinking that this came upon you because of your sin. But hold on, even if it did come on you because of your sin, God knows how to forgive us, cleanse us, wash us, and then give us permission to pursue and then recover all. Okay, y'all missed it, didn't you? So somebody may have sin that's holding them down, but once you ask God for forgiveness, once you turn from your wicked ways, God is able to give you the command to pursue and recover all. I'll see y'all next week, but is there anybody here that's got a spirit that says, I'm recovering it all, that everything God has for me, I'm recovering it all. The enemy can't have $1. He can't have one child, one family member, because I'm recovering it all. Everything that he thought he was going to get, he will not have, because the power of God overcomes everything that the enemy has. In other words, I'm praying over my family, I'm praying over my children, my nieces, my nephews, my sisters, my parents, I'm praying over my church, because we're recovering it all. Is there anybody here that knows we're getting ready to recover it all? Why don't you grab somebody and let them know we're about to recover it all? I don't know what you done lost in 2023, but God says on the other half of the year, you're getting ready to recover it all. You better get ready, because we're recovering some stuff. Grab somebody and tell them, you're getting ready to get it back. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm getting it back. Everything that the enemy stole, I'm getting it back. I'm taking everything that the enemy has taken, because God has more for me. Is there anybody here that knows God got more for you? Why don't you just let somebody know that the Lord has more for you? If you're not too mean, just know we're recovering it all. Oh, read a story. I'm done. I read a story. And in the story, there's a roller coaster in North Carolina sits on the state border of North Carolina, South Carolina. And in this roller coaster, tall roller coaster ride, they shut it down abruptly, because they found a crack in the support system. Found a crack in the support system. They looked at it and they said, this is unsafe. We got to shut it down. We got to shut down this ride. I know some people want to enjoy the ride, but for their safety, we got to shut it down. For their safety, it's some stuff had to be shut down in order for us to make it stronger for it to go better. Y'all missed it? Okay, I'll do it a little bit slower. Let me see if I can do it a little bit slower. It's some stuff in your life that God had to shut down. He had to shut it down for a season so that it could be stronger to support you going higher. Is there anybody here that knows we're getting ready to go higher? Don't you dare think that we're going lower, we're going higher. Is there anybody here that knows I'm recovering it all? My health, I'm recovering it. Is there anybody here knows my strength? I'm recovering it. Look at somebody and shout, I'm recovering it all. Everything that the Lord has for me, I'm recovering it all. Because I'm getting ready to pursue what the Lord has for me. Come on, put your hands together.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.